Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. A little bit of Chicago bringing us back. Just heard them in concert. They are outstanding if you get a chance. They're as good as ever. Chicago, originally the Chicago Transit Authority, but way back in the day. And they're still rocking after all these years. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Tamar Jacoby, the president of Immigration Works USA. Put a .org on the end of that, right, Tamar? And find your website and
yes,
all the
sir.
Things that you do.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us, Tamar. She's in Berlin, Germany, ladies and gentlemen, and that's how dedicated she is, even when she's traveling. Part of that's how dedicated she is, and also part of it is how relentless we are in finding our guests. Tamar, I want to get to a point real quick and get an answer out of you, and then I want to talk about where you are and why the Germans care about what's happening in America, why Europeans care about what's happening to in American immigration. With all the other things going on, we got Obamacare coming online. We got the continuing resolutions for the budget. We got the budget debate going on. We got the debt limit debate going on. We got a lot of work up here that's not getting done. What makes you think immigration might make progress?
Well, because I think both parties know that it needs to get done and they want to get it behind them, and it's potentially a smaller thing they can agree on. Well, look, it's not going to happen. They're going to have all this debate about the budget first. You know, who knows how many times we're going to have near death and death and meltdown and resurrection over that stuff. But when all that is done, they're still going to potentially be there, and they're going to say, are we going to solve any problems this year?
So you're saying maybe in the fourth quarter? You think in the fourth quarter first quarter of the new fiscal year they could get this done?
I think possibly. I'm not betting my house or my car or anything like that. But there's even today, even while all this chaos is going on in Washington, the people who've been working on immigration for the last 6 months are still working on immigration, and they include some of the most powerful Republicans in the House.
So they're saying we can walk and chew gum at the same time.
I don't know if they would say that, but we wouldn't want to overestimate them.
But it sounds like.
But they're saying we got to get this done.
And with regard to 2014 election, the Republicans have the most to gain from turning this around, don't they?
Yeah, I think that probably that we won't. And I say we as a Republican, it's going to take a while before we see benefits from this, because what we're talking about is getting a problem off the table,
right?
And it's going to take a while before that really pays off in both. But you got to start by getting the problem off the table.
Exactly. Okay. So you're still reasonably hopeful that we'll get an immigration bill in the next few months, which I think is very interesting.
I'm on the positive side of 50-50. You know, exaggerate.
That's good.
Because everybody
that's
else
good.
Is saying dead. You know, that passes for hopeful.
Well, I'll put my money on you. You're the pro. Okay, so I want to shift over and talk about where you are. You're in Berlin, Germany. You're on the continent.
Okay.
And Europeans have a very interesting way of dealing with their immigrants that's not as good as us, because Americans assimilate our immigrants, even the illegals to a degree. In Europe, they don't do it so much, do they?
They have trouble. They know it's a problem and they struggle with it mightily, but they have trouble. And that's why I'm here. They're always interested. I come quite often to Europe because European audiences want to know what's the American secret sauce.
Mm-hmm.
What do we know? What do we do that they have trouble with? And you know, we don't talk that much about assimilation.
No,
much.
We're a nation of immigrants. We're the original.
Spend any money on
we're the original Brunswick stew.
But that's right. But listen, I mean, so we in Germany we spend. I'm going to get the numbers a little bit wrong here, but they spend something like 10 times as much as we spend on German classes for their immigrants and welfare, helping people get jobs and all kinds of programs to help them, but it still doesn't work the way we do it naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So they try very hard. They're very worried about it.
Yeah.
They have conferences where they invite speakers. And, you know, my metaphor, it's a little bit like two people trying to sing a song. One of them knows the words and works really hard on the words and memorizes the words and spends money to learn the words, but they can't carry the tune. And the other one, is too lazy to learn the words. We don't spend any money or make any effort, but we can carry the tune.
Right.
So we pull it off.
Very interesting way to say that. I like that. So what do you think is going to happen? I mean, Europe's got a real problem with their immigration situation, don't they?
Well, and they also have a problem with their population. So Germany, where I am, in the next decade, Germany's going to lose 2-3 million people.
Wow.
Because people are dying. And
they're not making babies over there, are they? The German people are not making babies, are they?
And so that's a big problem for your workforce.
Yeah.
And they're a dynamic economy, so they have to have some immigrants, but they're worried about it. The questions they ask themselves, are we going to turn into an old people's home?
Wow.
And
hey,
are we going to have enough immigrants?
Mm-hmm.
And then if we do have enough immigrants, how are we going to assimilate them? Can we learn that trick?
I have said to Mar that if you want to see Europe the way you think of Europe, you better go now, because 20 years from now it won't look like that. What do you think?
And it won't necessarily be bad, you know. I mean,
I don't know.
People who say, well, I mean, I like immigrants. I believe in immigrants.
That's not an anti-immigrant statement. That's a statement about, charming Europe is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Hey, Tamar, give us a website quickly one more time.
ImmigrationWorksUSA.org.
Be careful over there. Safe travels home and come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.